We've got it. We've got
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We see the earth from here. And I have seen Friday, Saturday, and now Sunday, no exaggeration myself, 200 helicopters, black helicopters, army helicopters, private helicopters flying all over Austin, Texas. And guess who's here in town? It's the Bilderberg Group. Yeah, that's who they are. The globalists like to meet at Bilderberg once a year for a two-day powwow. But they get a lot of business done at Formula One races. They get a lot of business done at Bohemian Grove. And they get a lot of business done at their sub-regional groups, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, things like the Bilderberg Group. Again, are centrally only have about 130 members, but then they'll have things like the CFR over the United States and its counterpart, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, in England. And they have similar roundtable groups in each country. But when you have a Formula One race, it is the sport of kings. And I was reading the local paper, the bigwigs that are here. I was reading one guy wasn't allowed to rent out a famous cattleman's hotel here in Austin, Texas. He tried for about a year ahead of time to be able to rent it out for the 3 days of Formula One. So he just bought it so that he could rent it. They said, no, you can't pay double, you can't pay triple, you can't pay any amount. No, and he just bought it. Now, that wouldn't be a problem if most of these guys had made their money writing a book, creating a computer program, making a film, creating an invention. But when you look at who goes to Formula One, the globalists, the new ruling elite, it's fractional reserve, money-changing bankers. And then they get us to pay for it as well. They get us, we the people, to pay to build the tracks, to build the sports stadiums, and then they get 10-year tax exemption. And then they get the Texas State National Guard called up by the governor to condition everybody with troops on the streets. And that, all that gets paid for, and taxpayers pay for the DPS and the rest of it, and Euro trash crawling up and down South Congress, you name it, jumping out of their limos, running into the Justin Boots place, grabbing things hand over fist, and I'm paying for it. The ruling class made their money through fraud. I was thinking of Bernie Madoff today and you know what a scammer he was, but he was small fry compared to a lot of these guys. And lo and behold, not only did his son commit suicide, if you believe that, yeah, with cement shoes, I'm sure. But now the chief accountant who was magically handling all these hundreds of billions of missing dollars, he blew his head off in New Jersey, if you believe that. You probably also believe there's no corrupt judges that get paid off either. You probably believe that that the government loves you and wants to take good care of you. Now, I'm not going to spend much time on this today. I'm going to get into the huge developments in Israel with Gaza and with Syria and with Egypt. There's shots being fired at all three countries back and forth. And we're going to get into Ron Paul's speech. We'll play most of it in the second hour today. I was going to play all of it today, but that would take about an hour and a half of total airtime. It's about 50 minutes long. Just shy of that. So I'm going to air large portions of it, most of it, in the second hour today with moderate amounts of commentary from yours truly. But we're going to break down the fact that the election happened. They started imploding the economy like clockwork to then hold us hostage and say, give us new taxes or things will get a lot worse. And the new taxes are given to the globalists and then things get worse. And they say, give us more money or things will get worse. And we're going to look at what's happening also with the bottom dropping out with all these new wars starting up. I mean, the wars against Iran began years ago, and the wars against Syria and all these other countries. But now it's going into a much higher gear, a hot war. We'll be looking at that. It's certainly a crazy time.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday, the 18th day of November, 2012. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we are going to be here live, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 Central, 5 to 7 Eastern. Okay, wow, there is so much to cover here. I'm going to air large excerpts of Ron Paul's farewell speech that has really gotten a lot of attention, and even in mainstream media, because he lays out what an incredible tyranny this country is turning into, and how fast the acceleration of corruption and decadence and evil by government is moving. There is a huge acceleration, and it sounds like a speech Alex Jones would give, yours truly. He calls them authoritarian psychopaths. He talks about a premeditated takeover. He talks about how we will be imprisoned and how we will be enslaved. You know, Ron Paul's very smart, and he studied a lot of history, so have I. He's been in Congress off and on for 30 years. He knows. And so do other statesmen. So do other historians. This is a fact. We know the path we're going down is designed to bankrupt us and turn us into financial slaves. And in the last segment of this hour, before we go to the second hour and come back with the Ron Paul speech, and I'll be here live as well with limited commentary in and out of the breaks playing it. So I'll be here live next hour playing that Ron Paul speech. And if you've missed it or haven't heard it, call your friends and family, tell them to tune in. It is extremely powerful. And I'm going to create a bibliography of the speech in the next few weeks, documenting every statement he made, and I'm going to put it to video with John Bound, who's going to work on it with me. John Bound out there on Sunday running the board, doing a great job with Dan Bedondi and the rest of the Sunday crew. So we're going to really enshrine this Ron Paul speech, because it's extremely powerful and extremely cogent, and for 49 minutes lays it all out. So that is coming up. But before this hour ends, we sent our reporters out yesterday and today, and they have a video audio report we're going to file here on air. Jakari Jackson and Marcos Morales with troops on the streets here in Austin and outside Austin for the Formula One race. And Formula One is the sport of kings. The new kings are foreign, money-changing, money-manipulating, Ponzi scheme kings, and that's who's here. And I've watched their helicopters anytime you walk outside. As I walked in today, two of them flew over. I mean, you walk outside for an hour, you'll see 50 helicopters. Because these people don't drive limousines to hotels full of hookers. They don't drive limousines for the mall. They land helicopters at helipads they've set up everywhere, all over the city. And helicopters land, and they get off with prostitutes and go into stores or go into a Starbucks. And the police sit there and block the road for them because they're God. And, again, my issue is I'm not into class envy. I'm all for you being wealthy and making your money with an invention, with research, with a book you write, with a skill you have. I absolutely admire people like that. These globalists who created 1.5 quadrillion in fraudulent derivatives garbage in the last 15 years have gotten our government, the European governments as well, to sign on to their debt. And the prostitute media, the prostitute Decepticon media, these con artists go along with this. Did you know when you do a local bond, almost in every case it gets invested in some big slush fund, and they then go out and resell it over and over again and repackage it 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90. They found some derivatives repackaged, resold 120-plus times. Okay? Now, our debt's $15 trillion. We're told we're bankrupt because of the derivatives that the U.S., 2 years ago, Washington Post estimated $644 trillion. Look, I don't owe the $644 trillion. Okay? And that's a fraud, and these guys created it. They didn't screw up creating these derivatives. No. They designed this, and they've written about how they designed it, and now they say they want $100 trillion. That guy's printing me AP or London Telegraph from last year's Davos, which is where these Bilderberg scum meet. F1's one of their other big meeting places, because they can use it as a cover when they're here engaged in all the different activities and their parties and the rest of it. Oh, we were here for F1. This is in the news. That global mafias come into town, just every form of trash. And it's even better. I get to pay for it as a taxpayer. I get to pay a franchise tax, a state franchise tax, that part of it's given to the city of Austin, and they've got all these sales taxes, and they've got property taxes that goes to pay for the racetrack, and the gangsters get a tax exemption. I mean, go look at any of the big F1 chiefs. Just go look at them, the courts, the indictments, the deaths, the murders, here's $1 billion to this daughter, $3 billion to that daughter. I mean, no wonder. It's a joke. And you got a brain-dead public with IQs at room temperature who don't even know what planet they're on. And these globalists are financing the takeover of the entire criminal justice system, the courts, the whole society, and converting it to an injustice system to oppress us that are aware of their activities. And let me tell you out there, middle class, they're going to take your house, they're going to take your pension funds, they're going to take it all. And you're going to sit there and thank them for it, because you like to read the newspaper and feel like you're part of the power structure. You like to watch the financial news and think you're getting a lot of news on CNBC. You like to think you're real smart. Oh, but the yuppies that run the criminal syndicate here in Austin for the globalists were a model UN city with the carbon taxes they put in, shutting down the power plants, you name it here. They're all exempt, though, when we hit the rolling blackouts because of it, the central district and the government buildings here. We are the model city for the UN in the United States. We are the model of criminal government. All the yuppies scum got real mad when the helicopters were renting vacant lots in downtown and landing next to their houses. I mean, they're lifting off and taking off every few minutes. There's like 50 helicopters at any one time. I love it. Now the Euro trash that came in and bought the city and bought the taxpayer money for nothing, now they're going to be landing helicopters 24/7 forever in the yuppie scum's yards downtown. Oh, but the yuppie scum got mad. The yuppie scum just passed an ordinance saying you're not allowed to land your helicopters downtown. You watch, that ordinance is going to get overturned. They wouldn't rent the old Cattleman Hotel. I'm not going to say the name. I have this inside baseball to one of the F1 guys. They wouldn't rent it to him for 3 days, so he just bought the whole thing. And you watch. They're going to crack the whip, and the city is going to lick their boot up one side and down the other. But the yuppies didn't like watching all the number 10 trophy wives and the trophy mistresses packing in and off those helicopters, not from the airport out to F1. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. They're flying them around if they want to go get a hamburger. And, of course, all these make-believe elitist nobody that run the local crime syndicate, they like going down to the hotels and the steakhouses and feel like they're the biggest guy in town. They don't like seeing multimillionaires that have trillions in leverage fraud money. They're really trillionaires, but it's all fraudulent. Don't worry, we've been signed on to it by the criminal class. See, the low-level criminal class that thinks they're the biggest game in town, woohoo, lordy, they don't like seeing Euro trash, their bosses. Okay, I'm already covering F1, aren't I? But I thought later I'd show you some of the news articles where Ecclestone gave $3 billion to one of his daughters this year as a gift. Yeah, oh, here, baby. And she's got the biggest mansion in the U.S. out in California. And then her sister's got the second biggest mansion, which, by the way, you paid for it. All over the world, governments paid for the tracks and gave them tax exemption. You paid for it, schmucks. I paid for it. At least I know I'm getting raped. You know what I mean? So all that trash right now is out there at their stupid race. It's all real funny. And now all the sucker, yuppie city council class, local governing class, you're all just going to get shoved aside because the globalists are taking Austin over. And you're going to have to sit there with your trophy wife when she's shoved aside, standing in the line at the bar, not getting in. Go drink some fluoride, you scumbag city council. All right. We're going to come back and tell you about the giant rollout of a new huge war, Israel-Gaza, shelling going back between Israel and Egypt, missiles coming out of Egypt. It's all going down. We're going to break it down straight ahead.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health and we talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous
four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
The globalists are in my city right now. In fact, they say more mega bankers, more hedge fund hyenas, more vulture scammers go to F1 racing than any other event, and that for days before and days after, they come in and have their political meetings. In fact, a lot of times, you know, there'll be mysterious murders and things that go on, kind of like one of these guys, the founder of NASDAQ, Bernie Madoff, you may have heard of him, his son committed suicide. Yeah, sure. Uh-huh. And there are big oceans in the middle of the Sahara Desert. Those aren't mirages. And now his accountant blew his head off over the weekend. He's committed suicide. The New Jersey police said that. And again, if you believe that, I got a bridge. I'm ready to sell you on the moon. But here it is, London Telegraph. World needs 100 trillion more credit, says World Economic Forum. That's the London Telegraph. And they say they want it through carbon taxes. And they say they want it. Not just from carbon taxes, right here in this article, but they want it from VAT. And what is Obama getting ready to propose? Bloomberg, AP are reporting. Trillions more in taxes to pay foreign banks, to pay off their derivatives that our government signed on to. That's not our debt. So they can fly around until 3 a.m. in the morning where I live, visiting different prostitutes. Until 2, 3 in the morning, 50 helicopters in the air. Meow, 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 meow. Folks, you can't have, if you had a bar on 6th Street in the bar district, you can't have your music on anymore because the city's so tyrannical, you can't have music that's loud in the rock and roll district. But if you want to land helicopters everywhere you can, I'm sorry, I've got world news to cover. It's just having the scum here. I mean, I'm walking in, there's helicopters everywhere, and John Bowen goes, how is it having the globalists flying over? And I'm like, yeah, it's really irritating. It's one thing to go to Bilderberg or cover Davos. We send reporters to that. We're going to send more. Now, I mean, they've taken over my city. It just makes me want to throw up. Because these are the guys lobbying to have police states. These are the guys that laugh, like Ben Affleck saying, oh, I think I love the TSA, quote, grabbing people's bleep on Bill Maher when he's been flies in a private jet. These are the people. At least he made his money in as an actor. The globalists made their money stealing mine in almost every case, and then they're the ones setting a police state up so they're safe from me when everything goes to hell in a handbasket. See, when criminals take over, they want a tyranny in place so they can get away with it. And now let me move to our top stories. As you know, if you're a listener or if you follow the news, last Thursday, I called for the Second American Revolution to begin. And I said, it is a peaceful, nonviolent, through the Declaration of Independence, the states have to pull out. And then announce that they are using the secession power that's in the Declaration of Independence, in the Constitution, in the Bill of Rights, in the 10th and 9th Amendment, folks, freedom, to pull out of the hijacked federal government. And I have articles right here in my stack where the globalists brag. In fact, we'll put some of these on screen. Just put the headline in. Bankers brag they've conquered the U.S. and Europe. And it's full of dozens and dozens and dozens of links to world leaders on video and our own leaders saying we've been conquered by foreign banks and they run things. So the federal government's been conquered. What is our redress? The states created the federal government. The states, just like mommy and daddy, have the child's being bad, you ground them, you spank them, you discipline them. Again, bankers declare U.S. and Europe conquered, world government now an open secret. With countless video links to the head of the EU saying it, the head of the EU central bank was part of the Federal Reserve, CNBC admits we're all slaves of central bankers. I can play these clips again. In fact, later in the week, I want to do another report where we just show dozens of clips of them saying it. Because it's one thing to have an article. I want to put all the clips together, guys, and maybe even for like the Tuesday radio show so people can hear maybe 30 minutes of New World Order clips. I know on one of those hard drives you've got over 200 world leaders saying we're under world government. Get used to it. And it's world government where fraudsters, Ponzi scheme operators, create thousands of trillions of fake garbage, more than all the wealth in the world many times over, and then get everybody to sign on to it. Because the governments can be bought, these politicians, for a couple hundred thousand locally, a million federally a lot of times. I mean, you look at the amounts of money, and they're like, here, I'll give you some of this fake stuff. Here, I'll give you some of this, you know, thin air. Oh, yes, sir, I want that. But see, because the Ponzi scheme guys are in control, that thin air is taken as real. They have an Aladdin's lamp. And they're eugenicists who want to take over the world through fraud and then reduce your population numbers so they can have the world to themselves. I mean, that's their ideology. That's what they believe in. And so all this is going on, and I'm calling for really getting serious, because you're not going to polish a giant pile of stinking New World Order dragon manure that is the hijacked, captured. Those aren't terms. Those aren't just embellishments to be used as hyperbole, as some type of fancy nomenclature to tickle your ears, to over-describe something. They brag we've been conquered. They brag. So you take that to grand juries. You take that to your city councils. You take that to your county commissioners. You take that to your state houses so that the general population knows, as Paul Revere did, to arms, the redcoats are coming. To arms, the British are coming. And who were the British? The big mercantile, fractional reserve banking, money manipulating, derivatives creating. Modern derivatives were first used over 200 years ago in England. And then banned for a long time. Because it's not just where a mega bank can have $1 or 1 pound or 1 shilling or 1 franc or 1 shekel or 1 ruble or 1 yuan or 1 yen on deposit and loan 10 out. That's generally the rule bankers like to keep if you don't want to go like Mexico or other countries that have Weimar-type hyperinflation. Zimbabwe currently. You know, where it takes $1 trillion Zimbabwean to buy a piece of bread, literally. In some cases, up to like $40 trillion or something to buy a piece of bread or a sandwich. So that's the issue that we're talking about. This is what we're dealing with here today, ladies and gentlemen. And that's who runs us, and that's why all this is happening. That's why we're going into a police state. That's why the globalists are above the law. You look at the big mega banks that launder the money and create the derivatives and all this. They're the ones running the narcotics. They get caught and don't get in trouble. Oh, Wells Fargo, you got caught laundering $378 billion or $376 billion. AP, Reuters, you name it. Oh, well, you're not in trouble. Oh, you want to pay a $100 million fine here? Oh, you mean I'm walking down to the bank with hundreds of billions and I got to give you $100 million? I mean, that's like, you mean I'm stealing $1 million? I got to give you $5,000? Okay, I guess so. You showed me not even a slap on the hand. It's like a nickel tip to the bankers, minions, the government, because they know the public's so stupid. $110 million sounds like a lot of money. That was the actual number. And they were running the aircraft along with Wachovia and everything. The military bases, national security. All national security is a license to kill, steal, and destroy. Giant underground bases, huge air bases. And the military's been caught hundreds of times shipping in drugs. Now they fly kids in and out. They have contractors that do it. Your kid gets grabbed out of the backyard, they're on a flight to Saudi Arabia. You better hope the crown prince. You know what? I'm going to come right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. All that scum's here in town, too.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Now that I've broken down who we're dealing with and who runs our country and our world through fraud, now that I've put out the fact that I'm calling for the states to pull out of the corrupt federal government because it's illegitimate and reconstituted, I'm going to talk about that more in the next hour when I play excerpts of Ron Paul's farewell speech. I want to make it clear, I'm not saying you're bad if you like an NFL football game. I just shouldn't have to pay for the sports stadium. I'm not saying you're bad if you like F1 racing. I personally like all sorts of race car stuff. NASCAR, F1, funny cars, Top Fuel, monster trucks. I like vehicles. I'm Americana. Who doesn't like vehicles? I don't like paying for it. And I don't like that this is the most elitist sport there is. And when I was got cut off of the break, I was bringing up the Saudi royal family. You know, they're busily funding so many of the Al-Qaeda groups. This is in L.A. Times, AP, Reuters. Pull it up. I show it all the time. Washington Post. That's who's being used via NATO to attack Libya and now Syria and now all these other areas to get rid of Assad. Assad was not offensively causing any trouble. Al-Qaeda is literally 100 times worse than Assad. And now Hillary says we need to invade Syria last week because Al-Qaeda is there. I mean, that is incredible. And of course they lied when they said that the Benghazi attack on the ambassador was a protest. Of course they knew it was Al-Qaeda. That's who they put in charge in Benghazi. That's the first city they took over 2 years ago as a base to take over the rest of Libya. They used Al-Qaeda forces out of Saudi Arabia and Egypt over the border from the east into the eastern city of Benghazi to take over the rest of the North African country. And they're still lining people up and murdering them and doing purges over there of Alawite Muslims, of Shiite Muslims, of Christians, and of blacks mainly. And I mean, the blacks can't be in Africa. Where can they be? So the point is, all of this is going on. It's totally immoral, and the system can only get away with it because the public is disconnected from reality. And we had all better hope that, you know, one day the king of Saudi Arabia or the crown prince doesn't wake up and, you know, decide to launch a big war with Iran, because that's what they're pushing for. And that's where we go to next. And I'll get more into my calls for revolution. It's time if you want it. They have cultural revolutions. They have economic revolutions. They have religious revolutions. They have velvet revolutions of modern renaissance. That's what I'm calling for. But you've got to get out of the system. You've got to say no. Look, you build it, they come. NBC, CBS, ABC, Huffington Post, DrudgeReport.com, Alabama, Missouri TV stations. I've got a giant stack here. I mean, it's a big stack of 2 days of news with people picking up the fact that we've called for folks to videotape the TSA this next week starting Monday. For the next 7 days, and to opt out of the body scanners, which they have now admitted in major studies, pull them up, cause cancer. We're going to add some more flyers up tomorrow with excerpts of the news and scientists where they talk about it causing cancer. Not just the old machines, the new machines. And the TSA admits it's legal and lawful to film them. You just can't interfere with what they're doing. So we're going to let them know we're the boss. That is a revolution of standing back up and demanding our rights. It is so elementary. It is so simple that if you act like a slave, if you act compliantly and you act like a criminal, which the system's trying to train you to do, then you will go into slavery. That's what all this is about. Now, I want to get into the top information, obviously, and the reason I haven't gotten into it for 37 minutes of airtime is because I don't even know how to address this. It's so huge. It's so big. It's so daunting. And it's so disgusting to see it happening, and it's such a complex issue that when this heated up last Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we've posted articles on it from different perspectives. I've researched it, and I, as best I can tell, I'm now going to break down what's happening in the Middle East currently. But to understand what's happening between Israel and Gaza to its southwest to Egypt in that zone with the Palestinians, you have to understand what's happening to the north in Lebanon and then Syria and the Golan Heights. You have to know what's going on with the Muslim Brotherhood that the West has helped put in power in Egypt and in Tunisia and in Libya, and that they're trying to install in Syria. And you have to understand that the Palestinian leader, both the military leader that was killed and the current non-military leader, are members of the Muslim Brotherhood. And so you have to have the background of this. Why would NATO and Obama and Saudi Arabia back when Saudi Arabia supposedly allies with Israel? Don't think about this like Ford, Chevy, Dallas Cowboys, Washington Redskins, rah-rah, which side you're on, Palestinian, Israeli. Pull back like a globalist who wants chaos, who wants crises, who wants division, who wants to get countries into more debt. You want more chaos. That's what you get power out of. That's what you can then direct things out of. That's what you can use as a political distraction. So shutting down which side you root for, and obviously most people in the polls show this, the polls have flipped the last decade, watching Israel with all this incredible firepower, going after folks throwing rocks at their tanks, public opinion worldwide has flipped against Israel. And you add to all of this that coming up next week, the UN's going to look at recognizing the Palestinians and calling to basically put UN troops in, whether Israel likes it or not. That's biblical type stuff, which we don't even get into, but things are really getting crazy. You look at all that going on, and so there's always off and on rockets coming in out of Gaza. I'm not saying that's a good thing. It's bad. I don't think the Palestinians should be doing that. Rockets coming in out of Lebanon. That's been heating up the last few months. From the north and the southwest, you got rockets coming into Israel, which is tiny. It's teeny tiny. So you can drive across it in a few hours. So all this is going on. Obama's now been elected, so they don't. A new wider war won't mess up his election. Israel wants to take out Syria so they can go up against Iran, their biggest ally. Iran's biggest ally is Syria. See, the real world, folks, is complex. I'll give you some of the background here. So here are some of the pieces. Also, something happened last Tuesday. And this is in Haaretz newspaper, Haaretz, however you pronounce it, the Jerusalem Post, and a bunch of other publications. You can just type in. Killed Palestinian leader had peace deal. And it goes over that again in Haaretz and other papers. The real reason assault in Gaza, why Israel is escalating the assault on Gaza in November. You've got the UN agreement coming up next week to recognize the Palestinians as a non-member observer state, but that's still part of the UN, so they're going to recognize them as a state. It's like China doesn't want Taiwan recognized, and that fight always goes back and forth. So that's going on. No matter which side you're on, Taiwanese or Chinese, the issue is that's a big contentious issue. So Israeli peace activist Hamas leader Jabari killed amid talks on long-term truce. And there is that Haaretz headline for you. If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, people get confused listening on the radio. I try to give you verbal cues to go find where I got it. If you're a radio listener, to go see it for yourself. And for TV viewers, you can just sit back and see it for yourself. So the Huffington Post also has articles on that. So that's part of what's going on here. What is it, 4 Israelis killed now? And that is not a good thing, but, I mean, more people die a day in Israel in car accidents from that. I looked up the numbers. It's like 7 a day on average die a day comparatively from what's happened here. So Israel's certainly using this as a reason to go in. They've been using high-tech weapons, 300-plus attacks or sorties into the country since last Wednesday. They are blowing up all the major government infrastructure, what looks like preparation for an invasion. And again, Jerusalem Post, Haaretz, and the Times of London, the Sunday Times today, are all saying that Israel is admittedly massing tanks and weapons and 80,000 troops to invade Gaza. And I guess basically right around to the streets blowing everything up, because that's what they're going to do. They certainly wouldn't dare go inside the buildings. So when we come back, I'm going to finish up with what I really, well, not what I believe. I know what's behind this. I'm just wondering how it's going to unfold. But this could easily turn into a wider war that could lead to the Third World War. And a lot of financial, military, and governmental experts are saying the same thing. So 2012 could end with a bang.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Harvard Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, I'm going to get former top CIA analyst Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr., Ray McGovern, on this week about the Gaza situation. He's been there many times. He's a top expert. I'm going to get Colonel Anthony Schaefer on, who ran the unit that was able to target bin Laden twice but was ordered not to kill him in 2001. I want his take on it, so I'm just calling out here live on air when I want the producers to shut up. We're going to be breaking this down in great detail where I've got 3 hours tomorrow. But also, what secession means. Not secession to form our own new country. The federal government's been taken over. We have to secede. The states have to pull out and say, we have the power to pull out. You're illegitimate. We want the private Federal Reserve out of here. We want the banksters out of here. We want the New World Order out of here because they set up a financial system. They want us in debt that's impossible to pay back. The entitlements are just the way to blame us. And entitlements are bad. The welfare is bad because it makes people dependent and creates a dependent class that will vote to take the middle class's money and give 90% of it to foreign banks, 10% as a payoff to the low-level folks that pull the lever in the voting booth to take my guns, to raise my property taxes. Do you understand how that works? The ultra-rich have always employed the poor to vote to take the people's rights. Happened in ancient Greece. I love that series, Rome. I don't watch a lot of television, but they had two series years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, of Rome, because it was so accurate. I probably read 50 books or more on Rome and Roman history, and that's true. They would go and pay off the poor Romans with bread and circus. They literally gave them bread and a few pieces of silver a month and gave them free games. If they would vote out the patrician class that was conservative, that had built the empire, that wasn't corrupt. You know, the Romans would execute you if you cheated on your wife when they first founded the Republic. Because Rome had come out of these decadent kings, and it was wild, the proto-Romans. They weren't putting up with it. And then they became all decadent. Same story that we're going through again. You know, by the end of it, people were marrying their sisters and brothers and marrying their horses and declaring themselves God by the Caligula Nero, you know, type situation in the 100 years after Christ. All that degeneration happened over 250 years. And how old's America? 235. We are right at the point that no country, no empire has ever gone past this. Nobody. 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 And we look just like decadent Rome. And now decadent Rome says, you know, it's not the corrupt bankers. It's not the globalists that are the problem. It's Alex Jones. He says corrupt megabanks run us and there's going to be a world government. And I'm like, well, here's the Times of London, AP, Time Magazine, CNBC. I mean, I've had Nightline here going, you're a kook. You think there's a world government run by banks. And I go over to a computer and I go, well, here's all these world leaders saying, and here's the Davos minutes. They're talking about a different world government than you, Alex. They play these mind games. They talk to me like I'm the general public and dumbed down. Folks, you don't have to be idiots. You don't have to be bamboozled. You can get as informed about the New World Order as you are about other issues. I want to briefly get into Formula One again because we have a report on it, and it's the group. They're here where I live now. They've come to me. And, of course, I'm paying for their event, a little crime syndicate meeting. All the race cars are just the background. But you look at what's happening. This is what's happening in Israel and with Hamas and Hezbollah and all the rest of it. There's no doubt that the West is putting radical Muslims in everywhere so they can blow them up later. I said a year and a half ago when they killed Gaddafi, or when they started the invasion, before they killed Gaddafi, I said, you watch, within 2 years, they'll be bombing all over Africa saying they're fighting Al-Qaeda. They're already doing it. Didn't take a year and a half, 2 years. Within a year, they were doing it. We've got to have troops in AFRICOM, in Libya, because of Al-Qaeda. The Al-Qaeda our government shipped in. Same ones they shipped in against the Russians, against the Serbs, against everybody else. And the TSA says they want to grope my family because of Al-Qaeda the government runs. They want to grope my family because the underwear bomber was put on the plane by the U.S. government. That came out on C-SPAN. I'm a weirdo. I watch C-SPAN. I read the Detroit Free Press when they were the only paper to report that the deputy head of the Secretary of State, the deputy Secretary of State said, yeah, the government ordered us to put him on the plane. I had a witness who saw him put him on the plane. Of course I knew. Our listeners are everywhere now. And remember that, criminals. Remember, we're watching you, too. So just because you got away with that, putting that drugged-up idiot on there, doesn't mean everybody doesn't know now. Who knows how to tie their shoelaces, what you did. So you're either awake or you're getting more and more dumbed down. I mean, it really comes down to that. But what's happening in the Middle East with hundreds and hundreds dying a day on the... in one airstrike today, they killed 10 people, 10 civilians. That's being reported on the New York Daily News. And what they'll do is they'll report on one group of civilians killed and make that the headline about 10 instead of the hundreds dead each day. That'll be a minor footnote. They'll say, 10 dead in airstrike. And people then walk up and say, look, 10 are dead today. That's a little game media plays. That's actually in a British psychological warfare manual they declassified about 15 years ago that I read. how they would do that, how if there was a British force taking over an African country, they use the example, and they say, you say you kill a few thousand people. Say you killed a couple, or mention one of the killings as the big headline, and people will not even notice the larger number later. So see, once you've read psych warfare manuals that are public, I mean, you just see the tricks every day. The war propaganda. Oh, look, at least 10 dead civilians and possibly top Hamas rocket mastermind killed Israeli airstrike in deadliest day. In one airstrike. In one airstrike. Of what, 100 a day they've been doing the last 3 days? And again, even if you support Israel and think it's great they're blowing them up, you're being lied to. You're being manipulated. Tell us hundreds dead. Tell us hundreds dead. Don't sit there and play that game with me, okay? You see, that's what's so frustrating when you're awake because you see all this. What's happening? The West has kicked their dictator Hosni Mubarak out, put in radical Muslims in Egypt, put in radical actual al-Qaeda in Egypt, backing up the Muslim Brotherhood, put in total al-Qaeda. That's where they fly al-Qaeda flags at the courthouses in Tripoli and all over Libya now. Al-Qaeda's in full charge there, and they've got al-Qaeda that's taken about a third of and are attacking from three directions there in Syria north of Israel. So our government, let me say it again, is putting al-Qaeda in, because it's not our government. It's not that our government's anti-Al-Qaeda pro-Israel or anti-Israel pro-Al-Qaeda or whatever. They're totally cold-blooded. They want huge wars, death and destruction for weapon sales, for distractions in the media, and to be able to take over society. That's what's going on here. That's what's happening. And they've got a big, major economic worldwide meltdown about to happen, part two. As I said they would do, once they got Obama and others in, now it's not an election issue, they can say, oh my gosh, we're going to go into total collapse, not just depression in Europe and here, if you don't give us unlimited money. And so that's what they're gearing us up to. They are getting us ready now to be politically distracted with a big Iran war, a Syria falling first, and terror attacks in Europe, maybe even here, Israel in a larger war. And by the way, that's not just Alex Jones saying that. I have a stack of articles here, and it's up at Infowars.com. Top economic advisors forecast world war. Washington's blog breaks it down. Kyle Bass, Larry Edelson, Jim Rogers, Mark Faber predict widespread war. And then it's got quotes from them all over the mainstream news saying when politicians are unpopular and when there's a depression, they always start a war. Yeah, World War One, World War Two. The list goes on and on. And it goes on to say, trade wars always lead to wars. A continuation of bailouts in Europe could ultimately spark another world war, says international investor Jim Rogers. Mark Faber, the next thing the government will do is distract the attention of the people on bad economic conditions if they'll start a war somewhere. If the global economy doesn't recover, usually people go to war. That's Rogers. It goes on and on. And I've got military brass saying the same thing. I've got Politico saying it. Yeah. Notice how suddenly Obama gets elected, the economy falls apart, and they say, oh, that's because people don't like Obama and they're afraid he's going to take jobs and it's too expensive. And that's part of it. But mainly it's because now the globalists don't even need to make money off of business. They just get trillions more out of banker bailouts when they threaten to implode the economy because they control it if you don't give them unlimited money from the taxpayer. And they can make that money up as derivatives, but they want to depress the taxpayer so you lose your farm, your home, your business, so they can come in with their fiat currency, with their fiat dollars they've got unlimited, and buy you up for pennies on the dollar. You see, it's not about the bailout. The bailout's about getting you deeper in debt to them. So when you bail them out, you go into debt to them. Do you understand how that works? And then you're bankrupt, so they come back in and take over. And that's why they want a wider war. And Israel doesn't want the Palestinians to be recognized next week. That's the facts. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.